In January, the DEC and the Lake George Park Commission announced a strategic plan to address invasive species that was panned by stakeholders. A public-private collaborative plans to implement their own measures by the time the boating season begins in order to stem any spread of invasive species. Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki says it's good the two agencies are looking at the environmental impacts of invasives, but their plan was not proactive to protect Lake George.
We just feel it is necessary to stand up and develop this coalition where the not-for-profits and non-government organizations are teaming up with the local municipalities and also with the local businesses. There's interest from even the local economic development corporations with the various counties. So taking a look at what measures can be done. Can those be local laws? Can those be purchasing of boat wash stations and putting them up and in ourselves? Can that be implementing measures that were put in the prevention plan prepared by the Lake George Park Commission and implementing those measures? Those are the options that we are looking at.
The groups view their effort as a pilot program and emergency measure. Village of Lake George Mayor Bob Blaze feels the New York State DEC and others do not understand the gravity of the situation.
We see this almost as an emergency because of the tremendous amount of money that we spent up front and the possibility, of course, of being inundated with other invasive species that are uncontrollable, such as the quag mussel and other things that are coming in. So we're trying to at least put in some type of boat washing stations around the lake to at least prohibit what can come in the future, and also raise awareness so that we can gather some money together to control the invasive species that we have in the lake presently.
It's not just the environment at risk from invasive species entering Lake George, and the Lake George Association's Walt Lender says that is leading to the collaboration's call for immediate control measures.
Each new invasive seems to cost more and more money to either eradicate or try to manage, and if these invasive species are allowed to grow out of control, they can do devastating damage. They can crowd out the shoreline with plants that you don't want there. They can cover beaches with algae and dead clam shells or mussel shells. They can clog water intake pipes. Some of the municipalities draw their water. And what many people don't know is that many of the residents draw their water directly out of the lake. So if you clog your water intake pipe, and if you can't get those mussels or Asian clams or whatever out of your water system, you have to go drill a well, and that can cost thousands of dollars. So there's a big economic impact to every invasive that comes into a lake.
Fund for Lake George Executive Director Eric Tsai.
We can be sure additional invasives will make their way into Lake George, and the next round is potentially much more serious than what's already here. So we have an extraordinary opportunity to stop invasives in their tracks before they get in Lake George, but it is going to take a full court press, and it needs to happen this season. We can't wait any longer. We know what we need to do. Now we just need to do it.
There is currently no mandatory boat inspection program for Lake George. The Lake George Association sponsors voluntary lake steward inspections of boats entering the lake. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.